Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Rocking and rolling here on a Tuesday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Nick Frazier on the ones and twos, and we're excited. Every Tuesday at 10:30, our man Zach Piller is going to join us in studio. You may remember him from the Two-Tone Blue, the Tennessee Titans, with us now. He's on Instagram.
Nobody will remember me.
Oh, people remember you. There is no doubt about that. They need to follow you on Instagram. Zach Piller Design 69 is your Instagram handle. You're new to the social media world.
So. We put out yesterday that you were coming on, and a lot of Titans Thank fans you. Weighed in
I
asking.
I wanted to bring you guys something. I know I
No, you're good.
You're good.
Intercepted you?
Get close to the mic there.
I intercepted you.
No, I'm saying a lot of Titans fans weighed in yesterday, and they
want
you
to bring stuff. If you're watching at home.
You do have a lot of stuff. Savage, oh, thank you.
Macho Savage, Extra Spicy, Slim Jim.
Oh,
nice.
I brought gifts.
I brought a
media guide for '99, my rookie year. So I got some stuff. I have a shoe to give away. I'm new to Instagram, a month old. My wife said, if I get 1 million followers, I can go to Disney World.
Oh, well, there you go. We got to
get 137 right now.
We got
I'm
ways
virus
to go.
Right now. I'm virus.
All right, a lot of questions. People weighing in. They want you to come back and play offensive line for the Titans. But more importantly, they want to ask how you're doing. How are you doing?
We only have 30 minutes. So we'll get into it. Luckily, Chase.
That's me.
You were so sweet to give me a platform.
Yeah, man. We're excited to have
Joe
you.
Joe is here. So Joe and I will have a wonderful partnership. And I hope how many people listen? Like a few people?
We got a couple
All right. There.
All right. Well, I hope that I can add to a little bit. So any questions you have, I'm willing to take right now.
Okay.
Well, okay. How are you doing?
Well, we don't have a long enough show. I'm talking about the Titans. Offensive line. You guys are asking about Peter
Skoronski.
You can't move. I was a left guard. Listen, I was a left tackle in the at University of Florida. I was the starting left tackle for 3 years for the number one team in the nation that won the SEC championship twice and won a national championship in 96. I got drafted the 81st pick in 99, and they put me at guard because they knew I couldn't play tackle. I am not Brad Hopkins. I am not Michael Roos. I am not David Stewart. I'm not Fred Miller. I was like Benji Olsen. I was an offensive guard. They obviously are watching film. This kid doesn't even get an opportunity to do one-on-ones in practice anymore, right? They barely even hit in pads.
You're correct.
So I don't think they did two-a-days. So hopefully he can become an all-pro or a pro bowler at guard. And then they find their left tackle. The guy that they signed as a free agent. He's terrible.
Yeah, Andre Dillard. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I mean, I respect every player that ever played, and God bless him for getting his money. But
yeah.
he's just. But there's so many humans, or there's so many, so-called experts that miss on guys every draft. There's a reason why first round picks are busts, and free agents are making 53-man rosters.
So something I thought about that I wanted to ask you, because you guys had such a great and unique situation in that you had a Hall of Famer in Mike Munch that was your coach, and then you had a future Hall of Famer in Bruce Matthews that could play any position on the line but was the anchor. And so how important was that for you and for Hoppy and the other guys on that line that you had those two that could kind of teach you how to do it and how to be a pro at such a high level?
I mean, I was the worst rookie offensive lineman on our team. I mean, Coach Fisher, Floyd Reese, Bruce Matthews, B-Hop, Benji, Kevin Long, all these guys. If I'm forgetting someone, I'm sorry. But Scott Sanderson, they all put their arms around me. I contributed my self-worth with what I did on the field. I only dressed 8 games my rookie year. Javon Kirsch, my best friend out of University of Florida. I've known him since we were 19. He was rookie of the year and on the cover of Sports Illustrated. We lived in the same apartment complex. So you want to talk about two different perspectives heading into the Super Bowl? That's two perspectives right there. So my rookie year was tough on Zach Piller. And life sometimes can be tough on Zach Piller. That's why I am coming here to try to get on social media, because I'm 47 and I've never done it except for, like, the bad stuff. And look at sports.
Right.
So I'm getting on here because I really ultimately want to utilize Instagram to raise money for Rally Foundation. It is childhood cancer research. They only childhood cancer research only money is only 4%. You know, like the money that is researched on cancer for kids is only 4% of the whole.
Yeah.
And so we unfortunately had a young man that caught brain cancer last year and caught it. I don't know if that's the right word. Was diagnosed with it. Very aggressive. And my wife and I at Neighbors, which are all great, super fun places, we raised $71,000 for this 10-year-old. And he, more importantly, he doesn't have brain cancer, and we're going to continue the fight. And that's why I'm coming out here on the radio and kind of being vulnerable. And I tell my stories at the bars, and I have no ownership of those, too. I get disability from the NFL. I'm not afraid to say that. I called my lawyer before I stepped out onto the radio to make sure everything was cool, but I'm not making any money here. And I actually paid who? You? To come out? To be on
what,
here.
Me?
So, thank you for the platform. And I noticed you've done some upgrades around here. It used to be wood paneling.
Yep.
Now it's carpet. And if you ever need your carpet vacuumed, I know a nurse that wears a headlight on her head when she vacuums.
Okay.
Believe it or not. So she makes it super clean in her house. This is about a 15-year-old Slim Jim. Ready?
Do it. Pretty good there? Not bad.
That's a 15-year-old Slim Jim.
That's not bad.
Okay. Zach Piller in studio. Now, for those that don't know, you do own the Neighbors restaurants.
I do not. My wife does.
Your wife does. But yes, they're fantastically successful.
They are. And we do a lot of good charity work. We have good service. A lot of good TVs. This one is savage. This is so savage.
Where are these Slim Jim? Where have they been? It's in like your garage?
They were bought off eBay.
Yeah, and you can see, if you're watching the stream, you can see the Macho Man.
I hope you guys take a bite before the show ends. This sucker is hot. Now listen, I went into my attic. I wear a size 17 shoe, which was one of the largest in the NFL because they asked me to sign one time when they used to show, I guess, giant, creepy, bizarro things at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I was one of the freak show things. I was the carnival act, I guess, at a Super Bowl because I had a shoe there and someone sent it to me. So I am willing to sign a shoe that I found. We just moved to Nolensville.
Shout out to Nolensville.
Love the Ville. We can no longer live in Brentwood due to the, I love the police at Brentwood. I love all the police at Davidson County and Williamson County.
Shout out to the police.
Yeah, men and women in
blue.
But
now it's time for me to move on to the police department of Nolensville.
All right, so what are we going to do with the shoe?
I'm going to sign it, and I'm going to leave it here, and then someone's going to figure out how to give it to them, and I don't know how to...
Got to follow you on Instagram, right?
Yeah, but I don't even know how to do it. I'm not going to respond it. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to leave it here. If anybody wants it, I'll sign it. I'll put something that is inspiring me today.
Okay. Chase, what's that Instagram handle again for Zach?
That is Zach Piller Design 69.
Mm. Much Zach, easier now.
Yes. Zach Piller Design 69 on Instagram.
I dressed for the occasion.
You wore your tux.
You wore your tux.
I thought aren't I technically the kind of in charge here?
Yeah.
Because this is my segment.
Technically.
Yeah.
I guess so. You didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the memo. That's right, though.
No.
Sharp dressed man.
Yeah.
Sweatshirt. He's the suit now.
You're the suit. Yeah. You're the boss man.
Okay. I'm just messing. Ooh. Yeah. That was close.
No, you're good, man. You're good.
It was good.
A lot of people, seriously.
Ask me about offensive line.
Well, what are your thoughts on the Titans' offensive line?
They're terrible. That's all I can say. They're terrible. I don't know if their coaching is terrible, But they are very bad. I really like Vrabel. I know he's hard-headed. He's from the old school. He reminds me of me. But he puts in a lot of time and a lot of hard work. I love the quarterback. Finally, we have one. Their offensive line is awful. And they're going to have to draft a couple guys, and they're going to have to sign a couple guys, and they're going to have to get a couple playmakers. I love DeAndre Hopkins. We haven't had a tight end since Wycheck.
Yeah, pretty much.
We haven't had a quarterback since McNair. Oh, and I plan on bringing the spirit of Steve McNair back to Nashville.
Okay.
That as well.
And you guys and Steve are very close. You and Steve are very close.
As far as I'm concerned, yes.
Steve, yeah.
No, we still are very close, actually. We still are very close. I pray to him every day.
Can I ask you this about offensive line? What's a common denominator that makes an offensive lineman good? Whether you're a center guard or tackle, what's the one thing you must have?
Heart. You have to make sure that it is so important to you. The will to win is so important to you. Because you're never going to touch the ball. But there's nothing more exciting than making somebody quit. Watching somebody give up in the fourth quarter was my satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking somebody. And you can see when you break somebody's will. And you got to fake it to make it, man. Because out there, and you got to pick your spots. I mean, we'll get into it. I paid for, 13 weeks?
Yeah.
Nice. So 13 times 3, I got about 6 hours.
Whatever you need, man.
Whatever you need, we got you.
That'll be good. That'll be good counseling as well. But do we have to go?
Not at
all. But you have to have heart. I mean, I was the last guy. No one's going to get the last push on me. Uh-uh. And if it goes dirty, I think about it. People are complaining now. People would complain about my man Fred Miller. That is my brother. And how bad do we want Fred Miller right now? Because I know when Steve got hit late, I remember against the Colts.
I would take Fred Miller all day right
when
now.
When I remember in a game where the Colts were standing over Steve and Steve was slow to get up, they hit him late. You know, everybody now. If Steve was playing right now, geez. Anywho, they never bring him up, by the way. That's what you're going to hear on this show. A lot of Steve references. That's
what I know.
We love
the Steve references.
So, anywho, I want to look at my shirt.
It's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
My got beard. The pockets.
I still have conditioner in my beard. I actually showered.
People are calling.
Let me get
you.
Coach Fisher. Can I get Coach Fisher?
Yeah. People are weighing in. Say you look like UConn Cornelius on Twitter.
Well, Coach, is this a good shot, Nick?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, Coach,
good shot right there.
Listen, we're both nervous.
Why were you nervous?
What were you asking me?
You played in front of 80,000 people, 100,000 in college.
But I was a fanboy.
You accomplished a lot.
I didn't. Yeah, but I started late, and I was a fanboy. I was like the average fan. I wish I would have parked not in the S parking lot. I wish I would have parked in the normal human parking lot. I used to feed all the homeless on the Broadway before games. I used to sit out there when it had picnic tables.
Yeah.
And I'd feed them because first of all, I'm not eating chicken and spaghetti at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd give me a little good – give me some vibes, you know, give me some good mojo, hopefully. Give me a little karma.
Yeah.
Try to do good because I'm a filthy animal. I try not to be. Right, Coach Fisher? Why did you fine me $33,000 my rookie year?
Did he?
He did.
Four?
Oh. How much time do we have?
We got to go to break here in about a minute and a half, but we got another segment on the other side.
Coach Fisher, we still have time.
Yeah, Zach, good to see you.
Hey, check my Instagram. I have over 137 followers.
Follow Zach on Instagram, ZachPillarDesign69. That's his Instagram account. We're going to put some cool stuff on there. We'll have more with Zach Pillar coming up next and also celebrity birthdays.
Don't go anywhere, Zach, all right?
Yes, he's not going anywhere.
All right, good.
He's not. More with Zach next, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.